Welcome to the New Collar Innovation Podcast, hosted by 30-year manufacturing veteran, female and tech thought leader, CEO, and founder of the New Collar Innovation Center, Sarah Boisvert. Our podcast series begins with background on exactly what a new collar worker is and an introduction to expert on the topic and series host, Sarah Boisvert. We'll also be bringing you coverage of the New Collar Innovation Center's grand opening located in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and the community response to why this is such an important move, not only for the state, but the entire country and changing the course of industry and human history. Today, the new collar worker is replacing the old blue collar worker. But how and in what ways? And what exactly is a new collar worker? Well, just as the automobile, electricity, and television once disrupted the way business was done, today we face our own set of disruptive technologies, including everything from robotics, digital design, and 3D printing to cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and more. These new-collar jobs are born from these technologies. In fact, contrary to popular myth, these technologies will not be robbing people of their jobs, but rather transforming them, and additionally doubling workforce demand, creating an entirely new-collar workforce. Podcast host Sarah Boisvert.
I was interested in looking at what are those skills that we need brought on by these new technologies, these disruptive technologies. And to do that, I interviewed about 200 manufacturers that ranged in size from Fortune 10s, so companies like GE, Apple, General Motors, Ford, Boeing, Boston Scientific, all the way down to startups and companies that are working on new technologies for the future. The number one skill that people said they needed was problem solving. 95% of the 200 companies listed problem solving as their ultimate problem. And I really think it's because the technologies are so new and are changing so rapidly that a new worker on the factory floor can't go to Joe, who's been there 20 years, and say, how do I fix this machine? What am I going to do? It's not running. And I think that that is driving a lot of the need for problem solving. And also a lot of the companies that are developing these new technologies are startups and don't have the customer service in place like a big established industry would. And so problem solving has really come to the forefront of a job skill that's needed in today's workplace. They also mentioned predictive analytics. So we have big data, and suddenly what do we do with all that data and how do we analyze that? And so experience with these new software programs that help us to take all of the information coming from the sensors on the production lines is a key skill if someone wants to work in manufacturing. A big topic is, of course, 3D printing. At the Rapid Show a few years ago, HP introduced a production 3D printer. And all around me, a meeting of about 10,000 people, I repeatedly heard people say, I'd love to buy that 3D printer from HP, but I haven't got anybody to run it. And one of the real problems that I see, I get invited to visit a lot of factories, and invariably when they hear I've worked in 3D printing, they will ask me to come look at their 3D printer. It's not running well. They're having issues with it. And the big question is, can you recommend a better 3D printer? And in fact, there probably isn't a better 3D printer. They've got some poor IT guy who happened to build a home version in his basement, so he must be the expert, and he has to run the 3D printer out of his back pocket in his spare time. And I visited a wonderful factory in Attleboro, Massachusetts, and they make custom jewelry for like the Super Bowl rings and the sports rings, and as well as corporate things that have to be designed individually for each job. And this poor IT guy is having to run the 3D printer and figure out how to make it work while he's still got this heavy workload. And what I suggested to them was that they go to the local college, find an intern, and call me in 3 months. And sure enough, they called me in 3 months and said, you were right. You know, we just needed somebody who could spend the time. The kid that they hired, it was actually a young woman, engineer was so thrilled because she got to work with this $50,000 3D printer and to do some really fun work. And but what I hear over and over is, I have problems with my printer, and the real need is to have somebody who understands CAD and also understands how to run the machine and troubleshoot it. 3D printing is better than it was. It's starting to come more into the forefront, but without someone to really take care of it, without someone to really monitor it and to unclog it when it's clogged. Extrusion clogs all the time, no matter what kind of work you're doing, even extrusion for PVC pipe clogs. And so it's really important to have somebody who knows how to repair these machines. I'm also hearing from the manufacturers that they're having a hard time finding people to hire as service techs. There was a company in Albuquerque that had a job opening for 6 months that they couldn't fill. They couldn't find anybody who could they could hire with the experience that they needed to go into the field and actually make the machines work. One of the big areas where people are thinking they're going to lose their job, as I said, is in robotics. And at least at this point in time, my feeling is that we still need humans to design, program, and yes, fix the robots. If you've seen any of the YouTube videos of robots falling over or doing, you know, crazy things, we still need some human to be part of that. I always like to say that despite advances in technology, machines do not innovate. It is humans who innovate, and we use those tools in order to innovate better solutions to our lives and the world. People are the key to digital transformation. It's not the machines, it's not the technology, it's the people that make it work. And it's really the people who are at the center of all of what we do with technology. Well, thank you all for coming this Friday afternoon. I am so fortunate that our Fab Lab Hub, which is actually a contract manufacturing facility, was able to come to this building with our New Collar Network, which is a job creation and job training program for products like 3D printing or laser cutting, the kinds of things you saw on the tour of the lab. And we are so fortunate that we're able to be a partner with Santa Fe Community College. Innovation is, you know, a word that people throw around a lot, but we're at a place in history where we have so many challenges, and even pre-COVID, there have also been a lot of challenges in education. So over the last 10 years or so, there's been an 11% decline in enrollments in colleges across the board, big, small, urban, rural. Harvard told me at a National Governors Association roundtable that they now issue more certificates than degrees. And they're even thinking of taking the Harvard MBA and turning it into a certificate program and breaking it down. So it's stuff that's been happening across the country. And we are so fortunate that Dr. Becky Rowley, the president of Santa Fe Community College, has real vision and is looking at how can we innovate education. And so our partnership here in the New Collar Innovation Center is to look at how do we innovate education, how do we innovate job training. We are fortunate you've all met our two registered apprentices. We're fortunate in that we have U.S. Department of Labor registered apprentices for 3D printing, and we have to take programs like the apprenticeship programs that are tried and true and are used across the world and get them out of the mindset that people have that they're for HVAC technicians, and that actually apprenticeships do really work in new technologies. And so we want to foster those kinds of innovative ideas, and also to help foster the kinds of entrepreneurship that can create these new kinds of companies that use these skills.
On behalf of Santa Fe Community College, I want to express our gratitude to Sarah for the partnership that we have and helping us to craft strategies that are innovative as we move into, well, we've been in an entirely different environment for education, but that's just going to change more and more quickly. And being able to innovate and create new systems, better, more efficient systems. I was getting ready to write that statistic down about Harvard granting more certificates than degrees because I have legislator colleagues that need to know that.
So tell us why you're here and why you think this is so important.
My name is Alan Weber. I'm mayor of the city of Santa Fe. And if my voice sounds a little different, it's because I'm wearing a mask. We're indoors here and we're celebrating the New Collar Innovation Network and this award ceremony that recognized people who are able to combine brilliant technology with brilliant creativity. And I was fortunate enough to give out the first place award to a wonderful artist woman who used 3D printing and her skills at imagination and at design to create a perfect ring, celebrating the Taos Pueblo and also celebrating the technology that now allows people to come from all walks of life and become proficient artists, jewelers, business people, entrepreneurs. So it's a real treat to be part of this. In a prior existence, I started and ran Fast Company magazine. And our brand concept was that the world was changing and business was going to be the instrument of change. And it would make it possible for individuals to be the entrepreneurs of their own lives. That you could start your own business, be your own well-imagined entrepreneur, use new technology, use new ways of learning, and become the best entrepreneur you can imagine. This is simply the extension of all of those promises. We started Fast Company about 25 years ago, and the so-called new economy was still brand new. The web was just emerging. People were starting to think about a digital future, and now we are somewhere in the middle of that digital, or who knows where we are. It could still be Act One of the digital future. It may be constantly evolving, but this is simply yet another chapter in this ongoing story. And the story is the same, it's just the chapters keep changing. The story is technology in the right hands empowers people to be able to imagine their own future, to be creative, to be innovative, entrepreneurial. Doesn't require anybody else to do it. They can do it at home or in a workshop. They can do it in collaboration with others. They can create a team or a business or a company. But you can also just explore your own gifts. And that's what we saw here today. It was a woman who didn't get beyond middle school and yet is able to step into this new opportunity that the digital economy and the innovation economy offers, and she can produce something that only she could imagine, only she could do, only she could bring out to the world. For a place like New Mexico, that is perfect. And in northern New Mexico, in Santa Fe, it's a region that brings all the gifts of art and culture forward. I like to say that Santa Fe is a TED Talk on steroids. It's technology, entertainment, and design harnessed in the service of history, culture, art, an endless reservoir of creativity. Now, with the new collar economy, anyone can be an entrepreneur. Anyone can use the technology of 3D printing or other digital gifts that we've been given to live their own life and be their own boss and create their own future. And this is certainly a center of this kind of thinking and activity. We're very fortunate that the folks who are here, Sarah and others who are just brilliant visionaries, are making it happen right here in Santa Fe. At the same time, there are nodes to connect with all over the country, from MIT to to the Bay Area, and across boundaries of countries with the click of a mouse.
Well, the name is Greg Burns. I run the New Mexico Biotechnology Biomedical Association. I met Sarah several years ago. We've become fast friends and terrific supporters of each other. She's been very good with the Bioscience Authority. I try to help her in this field wherever I can. And that's basically why I'm here, because of Sarah. I've found Sarah to be terrific for New Mexico, terrific for Santa Fe, high energy, and very committed to really helping the youth in terms of the future job situation. I actually did a review of her last book and read it very thoroughly, and I think she really has her feel on what the future is going to be.
So I'm so excited that Sarah is here in New Mexico, and she's doing the work that she does and is doing. And with her background and her work with MIT and the resources and the partnerships that she brings from MIT, Sarah is able to provide digital badges that are nationally recognized. And once a student achieves all of the badges, they then receive a digital certification in 3D printing through MIT that's recognized from MIT and nationally recognized and internationally recognized as well.
Oh, it's the...
Here at the Santa Fe Community College Higher Education Center. So it's so thrilling that, I mean, I really feel like with Sarah's presence here and New Collar Network and Fab Lab Hub, that we have a piece of MIT here in New Mexico. And the fact that she can bring those relationships to grow our economic base, to help companies grow, to help entrepreneurs, is really thrilling.
My name is Maite Cardenas. I'm a Yeller. And this is very exciting because this is the future. The future, 3D printing is the future of everything. Hopefully one day we can 3D print most of our needs. Or you know, technology is advancing so fast suddenly, and we have to step on top of it, or we're not going to understand anything later on. And for me, who has a business, learning to 3D design and 3D print is a plus for it. You know, we love the way we have been doing things, you know, handmade. But we had to see the convenience of 3D design and 3D print. And to try to succeed in our business, at least for me, I had to be unique. I had to be different. I had to, you know, get separate from the rest of the jewelers. You know, we see the Indian market, even though I have Indian blood, I'm not truly Indian, you're right, not totally. And even I have, I'm Hispanic, I'm not a Spaniard, so I'm just a mixture. So there is an Indian market and this is a Spanish market, but I don't feel in either one of them. So I have to create my pieces to be out of the standard and be different. And I found it on 3D designing.
My name is Chris Swedeen, and I'm the Director of Continuing Education and Contract Training at Santa Fe Community College, which are all the non-credit programs of our college. And because of the format of our classes, we get to do interesting and innovative kinds of educational projects. And we're in partnership with Sarah and the Fab Lab Hub in delivering some classes that people can earn digital badges for. People like them because, one, they're portable. Two, you don't have to keep track of the registrar and pay money to get the information back about what you studied. You can put them on your resume. You can put them on your LinkedIn page. And it's a way that you can link to the skill set that you learned. So it's not just I passed a 3D printing boot camp class, but in the boot camp, I learned how to work with certain kinds of machines, and I learned how to do CAD, and I learned how to do project management to complete my project. So it really outlines for people in a very succinct way what the skill set is, because employers are interested in skills.
My name is Carla Rakowski. I'm with the Regional Development Corporation. We're in Española. We're a nonprofit economic development organization for Northern New Mexico. And I am here today because I know this is an important project for Northern New Mexico and Santa Fe. We actually funded, I think it was $20,000 to help with the purchase of the new 3D printer that's here today through a no-interest loan, I think last year. So we're excited to be able to see it today and to hear about it and to see what's happening here at the HEC. We work a lot with the community colleges and K-12, also education, and there are a lot of different opportunities nowadays, including this digital badging. That's the way things are going. It's up and coming. It's novel, but it really is in line with where we need to be to the way that our students can receive and education to get jobs.
I'm John Martinsik with Forest Scientific Corporation, and I'm mainly here to be supportive of Sarah and all the efforts of this new innovation center. This innovation center is very important as not only for the state, but really for our country. We need centers like this that are able to spur innovation, entrepreneurialism, not only to help existing companies that have a huge shortage of workers, but also for young entrepreneurs that have an idea, and not just necessarily young, meeting a lot of people later in life with huge ideas, and now they're actually able to make them because there's a resource center to begin making those products. So this is really the future of America, especially rural communities that big multinational corporations have no plans of ever moving into. They're not worth their while in their opinion. But yet there are great workforces available there that want those jobs and they'll be stable there. And by creating these innovation centers, those kinds of jobs can be developed from within and grow the workforce within that community, and it'll be a lasting one.
My name is Inji, and I'm here because Sarah just hired me to be a teacher's assistant for the upcoming 3D printing bootcamp starting at the end of August. Yeah, so I'm excited to be here, and it's cool to look at some of the 3D prints that are being made and just like hear about the mission of the New Collar Network moving forward. I started as a student at the Santa Fe Community College in the fine woodworking department, and just that was my first exposure to like making things and working with my hands and the process of creation. Got really interested in that, and then started working at the makerspace here in town, Make Santa Fe. Was initially doing woodworking, but then got really interested in the laser cutting and the metal shop and the CNC plasma and 3D printing, just like all the toys there. So then started taking classes in the laser cutters, really enjoyed that. Then took a 3D printing course there and also got really into that, and like bought a 3D printer like right after I took it. So that's kind of a storyline of that. I'm really excited to participate in the badge program because I think it's a great model for people to come in and learn a lot in a month-long intensive. So the badges are going to be taught 4 weeks, Monday through Friday, and you can start with no experience and then learn from the get-go, and then kind of in the end have things that you've made that you can take home and walk away with and show people. So it seems like a really good offering that is like lacking here in Santa Fe. Like I don't know another place in Santa Fe that offers this kind of like introduction and follow through with 3D printing and with like fabrication. I think it's going to be a good opportunity just to like allow beginners to enter the workforce and just to become educated. There's definitely like a gap that I think it will fill.
I'm Alec Kerr. I'm here as an apprentice, additive manufacturing apprentice, working for the New Collar Network. I think it's a great event to show people different 3D printed projects, and there's, you know, such a variety, which is inspiring. And just to show people that we're here and, you know, all the different ways we could help them or that they can learn how to do these things. I first got into 3D printing maybe 2 years ago. Trying to learn CAD just kind of on my own and through like one community college class, and then a lot of YouTube stuff. Trying to design sunglasses was my goal, and wasn't sure how to make them, and started getting involved with the 3D printers. First to prototype things, but then I really liked the way the stuff came out from it. Just had like a real unique look. So kept chasing the sunglasses and learning more and more about CAD design and wanting to do other projects, but felt like I had to finish the sunglasses. So I kind of put my designs up on a website and had the lenses for sale for people to 3D print their own. And that's when I knew I really wanted to do different CAD projects and 3D printing too, and kind of make it like a wider thing than just sunglasses. So that's when I applied to be an apprentice here, and really liked getting involved with other projects at the same time too.
My name is Becky Rowley. I'm president of Santa Fe Community College, and we are supporting Sarah and the New Collar Network at the college. This is a really, the whole innovation economy is really where where jobs are moving locally, regionally, and nationally. And so to have the opportunities to enter into this kind of advanced manufacturing through Sarah's lab is just a tremendous opportunity for people in our area. I think that badging is really it's the new edge of education, especially higher education. And I think even our stodgy old accrediting agencies are going to start learning how to recognize badging as something that fits into a student's portfolio from, really from K through 20, whatever, however far you go. And that as people, change jobs, have to have new skills, upskill, different things like that, that through digital badging, you'll be able to, even through something like blockchain technology, be able to have those badges be transportable and highly recognizable among different employers and other constituencies. And that I think is one of the new things about it. People have been doing this for a while, but it was definitely a one-off, and it was kind of a weird thing that nobody understood. But now it's becoming really common, and you have to do it to be able to give our students different opportunities that are beyond what we do at the college. I think having a center where we are looking at different ways that we can offer training to our students, different ways that we can connect students with jobs, it's where we have to go. And we have to keep growing and changing to keep up with the way that different industries are changing, the way that our economy overall is changing. And so we're trying to stay with it and a little bit ahead of it.
I'm Carmen Gonzalez, and I was a former Santa Fe Community College vice president, and I served on their foundation board. And it's interesting because I was on the Higher Learning Commission for 8 years, and that's the commission that accredits New Mexico institutions. And we had just started talking about badges right when I was leaving, and I didn't quite understand it, but I'm glad to hear that that's a full-blown thing now. And I just am interested. I'm on the school board, and I'm a long-time educator. I'm retired now, and I'm just interested in seeing what this is all about. I saw a little bit of it at the college when I was there. Just real interested to hear what this is all about.
I'm Deborah Bolt, and I'm the executive director of the Santa Fe Community College Foundation. And I met Sarah when she first came back here in Santa Fe and came to our college, and I read her book, which is wonderful. The New Collar Workforce is brilliant, and it's exactly what we do at our college. Look for new opportunities, train for those lines of work so that our students can be hired and make a good income and stay in Santa Fe, raise families, and help grow our whole city. So it's just a terrific fit, and I'm so glad she's moved into the Higher Education Center, because this is exactly what we wanted to see this space be used for innovation, for education, to connect the community, and that's all what this is about.
This kind of thing would be great in a rural community, give people some ability to stay home and produce things in their communities.
And I just add that the college does a lot of tech transfer with rural communities all over the state, including our biofuels program, our 11,000 square foot greenhouse where we grow tilapia and vegetables, and then show how to build smaller versions for, we've worked with all the Pueblos and Navajo Nation. And the important thing is that we have scholarships for all those students too. So they don't have to worry about going into debt for college. They can come to us, apply for financial aid, and we have scholarships for every Pueblo, every nation, and LGBTQ students. We have scholarships for just about everybody you can think of.
Hi, I'm Mary Thiemann. I am the Membership Development Director for the New Mexico Technology Council. And we're here today to support Sarah, who's on our board of directors, as well as this great program that she's starting. Very interested in her women in 3D printing, because we have a strong focus in women in 3D printing at the Tech Council. This will inspire more folks to consider the tech industry as a career. That's what we're hoping for.
I'm Jemae Blevin with Innovate to Educate, and Sarah and I have known each other for a few years because my organization works in creating a skilled workforce. So we connected, I followed her work, I've seen the other lab, and I was just really excited that she had moved to this facility and was just here to support the beginning of something even greater.
My name is Jay Galvan Hennigan. I'm here with two hats on. I'm a founder and CEO of a local software company based here in Santa Fe called EMR Bear. It's an electronic health record and practice management software for behavioral health. And so with that hat on, it has been very hard to be headquartered in Santa Fe and find the kind of workforce that we need in software development and tech support and all of the things that our company needs. So I'm so happy to see this initiative to help to start to turn that tide, to make it easier for companies like mine to be based in Santa Fe. The other hat I'm wearing is as executive director of a new foundation that's actually being formed as we speak. It's called the Encantado Sandia Foundation, and it is a offshoot of Sandia Labs. And its mission will focus on fostering the workforce in STEM careers, in particular among underrepresented peoples like minorities, women, Native people. So that they're too so happy to see this happening because, of course, it's part of what we want to support as a foundation. You know, New Mexico has so much talent that ultimately has to leave our state to find jobs that are well-paying and that give growth opportunities in technology. And of course, as people that intend to stay here in New Mexico and raise our families here and house our headquarter, our businesses here, that's a big problem. So initiatives like this that will help to better prepare a workforce that companies like mine can draw on, ultimately is going to raise all boats because it's going to allow people that already love New Mexico and Santa Fe to stay here.
Hi, my name is Deborah Breitfeld, and I'm the executive director and CEO of the New Mexico Technology Council. And I'm here today to see the incredible work of Sarah Bourvais, thrilled to partner with FabLab Hub and the New Collar Workforce. Sarah's experience and her relationships with MIT and her local, regional, and national experiences and connections are really something that can bring this to be, you know, an incredible innovation that we can really spearhead out of New Mexico. And I'm really excited to continue our partnership with her and to continue to help her grow her programs. And I'm really looking forward to the city of Santa Fe, the state of New Mexico, really recognizing the work that she does. And I'm so impressed with her corporate relationships. And so I think it's going to be a really transformational piece of our workforce development programs and growing the workforce in 3D printing and fabrication. So for Sarah to be coming here and bringing that picture and that fold into New Mexico is really incredible.
Thank you for tuning in to the New Collar Innovation Podcast. We look forward to your joining us as we look into how sci-fi is fast becoming our new reality and possibility our new normal.